don't know if you saw that video or the pictures or the story that went viral about this guy in Hoedspruit. You see, this is the fantastic thing about working on this show, on this radio station. We reach out to so many various parts of South Africa, all over, man. From the big cities, from hunting hippos in four ways, right through to the outskirts of Hoedspruit. This is the fantastic thing about doing a morning show in Africa, in South Africa, is that that's the kind of stuff you deal with. People open their back door.
Oh, goodness.
They walk into the house, and you look through your patio door, and what do you see? Lion. That's the kind of stuff that happens. If you're listening from somewhere else in the world, it's true. Everything you've thought about us is absolutely true. On the line is David De Beer. Even our surnames, you know, De Beer. De Beer.
Yeah.
It's, this is South Africa, man. David, how are you?
I'm also fine, and you?
All right, eh? So listen, let's just quickly get to know you a bit better. What do you do?
I own a construction business in Hoedspruit.
All right. Okay. You're in construction. And did you build your own house?
Yep. Yeah, we built our own house, not on Leadwood Estate, but on a different estate. But we live in an estate close to Hoedspruit.
Oh, while you're building. And is this where it happened?
Well, this happened on Leadwood Big Game Estate. We're currently building there. And my father also owns a property there, and that's where it happened.
Okay, so you went to, did you check up on the house or what? Is it still in construction?
Yeah, so the house is completed, and it actually stood empty over December.
Okay.
And my father asked me just to pop over with him to have a look and see if everything's okay.
Oh, I see. And then when you walked in, take me through it. Tell me what happened.
Yeah, so we arrived at the house, and my father approached the front door, and he mentioned that he sees something through the window. Yeah. At the front door. So we had a peek through, and we saw a whole bunch of lions sleeping on the patio. So he said, okay, he's going to open the door slowly, and I started recording, and we walked in really slow. And that's when we saw all these lions sleeping, and the one was actually lying on his back, and he peered and saw us and put his head up, and I think he got a bit spooked, and that's where they all jumped up and ran a bit.
And that's the part where he turned to the other lions and said, hey, check guys, they're home.
Yeah. And yeah, and once they got spooked a bit, and after that they're pretty relaxed. They came back, lay down on the patio, and they're just having a look at us and like asking, you know, what we're doing there.
Yeah, like, listen, we were here first. What the heck are you? But okay, so you did say it's a big game estate.
Yeah, that's correct. So it borders on a few other farms, and you've got about 5,500 hectares of traversing.
So I'm guessing it's not a pet-friendly environment. I mean, myself with my four dogs and nine chickens and three cats, we're not, for instance, going to live in this estate.
No,
that'll be a problem.
I wouldn't go jogging there either.
Oh, wow. Okay.
What kind of levies do you pay there?
Yeah.
A big game levy. How the hell does that work? So, I mean, is this how it is? Or, you know, was there a bit of a breach in security or what?
No, pretty much. You know, the animals move freely between the homes, so the homes are far enough not to see your neighbor.
Wow.
And there's no fences. And you can go on game drives, and you're continually seeing the big game.
So I'm also guessing that it's view by appointment. I mean, you're not going to have open days. Imagine.
It's very stressful, hey? Like, I wouldn't even visit you if,
guys,
no.
What so happened to the estate, Abe? All right, so you walk in, there's the lion, six of them on your patio, and then they went away and then came back again a bit later. And you guys, I mean, who's going to stay in the house?
Yeah, so, you know, they actually probably came through sensing that no one's living in the house. They do get quite close to houses that had people in, but they generally are a bit more cautious when people are living in the house. So I think they just realized that it's quiet, it's nice and cool on the patio, and they'd obviously eaten prior to that. And they're happy to relax there.
What do you mean say generally? So this is the conversations that happened before. I mean, what did the neighbors tell you? Oh, no, you know, every now and then you've got the line.
I sold a house to foreigners last year just next door. And they mentioned that they also had the lion go past. So it's sort of a common occurrence.
Wait. So if your bedroom is on the ground floor of your house, you cannot in summer sleep with your door open because the lion might be able to come inside then.
Exactly, mm-hmm. Yeah. So typically most residents have fly screens. So if you do sleep with anything open, you know, you want to try and keep the snakes and scorpions out too. So,
guys, can I just point out that the security in this estate is excellent. I mean, this is either the biggest marketing ploy I've ever heard in my life. I mean, word on the street is, guys, we are not going to break in at this particular estate, okay? We're not going to... Yeah.
Simba might just show up. You don't know.
Yeah.
Or Mufasa.
Yeah.
You don't even have to scan in.
I mean, there's no gate. There's no guard. There's no stupid book where you write your name in and stuff. I mean, you know, it's just one big board that says enter at your own risk and then this picture of a lion, which is just fantastic. So are you guys allowed to just fence the place in maybe? I mean, just as an idea?
No, you allowed to have sort of a courtyard area if you design your house that way, but you know, most people that invest there are investing because they want to be in Big Five area, and yeah, so
goodness.
Just out of interest, how much do the houses go for in this estate? Give me a range. Is it an expensive estate? I mean, clearly this is quite a unique experience.
Yeah, so it is considered a more upmarket estate in the area. You're looking at about 2 million rand a stand.
For the stand, and then the house.
Yeah, without the house.
Without the house.
With kind of a security bars and things.
Yeah, yeah. And typically you're looking at houses ranging also from about 5 million up to 20, 30 million.
If you dare.
Yeah.
Imagine paying that much money and then the lions get you.
You're paying to have the lions chill with you. That's what you're paying for.
It's nothing. The debt collectors and the bank will get you first. The lions. But anyway, listen, David, thanks for... And please share more pictures if you have. I'm so curious to see what the rest of this place looks like and stuff. Are you moving in there or is it who's moving in?
Who's going to live?
So it's our father's house. Okay. It's actually in the market. It's for sale, and
good luck,
buddy. we've actually been inundated with calls since here, so it's actually been a good advertising campaign.
Well, listen, next time, I mean, just in closing, there's one thing that I'm going to send you that works every time that will scare the lions off, and that's a Bulls jersey. Next time, next time you get home, then my butt, you just pop in the Bulls jersey over there, and then you see them running. Okay,
we'll do.
Are you a Bulls fan?
Yes,
you are now.
Okay, he is.
You are now.
He is.
David, thanks for the chat, and Godspeed, and you know, like all the best,
all of
thanks a lot. Keep me on the show.
Keep safe. Lekker to hang with you. Cheers, David.
Okay, keep all.
Cheers, brother.
Gosh.
Bye.
Start your day.